Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Junkies on an Open Line Thursday. You know, Open Line Thursday is so big. It's gotten to be such an institution over the years that it's sponsored
by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
So yesterday, I think was it going down during the show where the guy went into work or his old place of business and he shot like five people? I think he killed right away three of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
toward the end of the
two.
Show, it was like around 9 a.m.-ish yesterday.
Yeah. It was in Hartford County or something. And then he took off.
Prince.
There was like a manhunt for him.
Right.
And then he shot somebody in the head, it appears, in Delaware. Right? So we were all getting these news updates throughout the day. And we had a legit spree killer on the loose.
Yes.
And apparently overnight at some point, they arrested the guy.
Yeah, they got him in Delaware.
They got him.
He was arrested, I think, at 7:05 p.m. last night.
His car apparently was spotted near a high school. And I don't know if he was walking near the high school, but someone spotted him.
He was spotted walking. He ran off. They gave chase. He threw away the firearm during the chase, and then he was apprehended.
Here's the thing that's maddening. So I see this morning.
This is crazy, by the way.
Our friend Annie Yu tweeted this morning, that he had been arrested, I think the number is 43 times, and had maybe been convicted or something of 15 felonies or charged at one point with 15 felonies.
How was he out walking?
I don't get it. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, 15 felonies. I mean, those are serious charges. Serious crimes. Felonies. And he's out walking around.
He should be in jail.
He was hired by somebody?
In jail for multiple years.
Okay, here it is. He was arrested 42 times in Delaware, including 15 felony convictions. And a guy was like in his 30s, right?
37.
How could you be 37, have 15 felony
those
convictions?
Those aren't charges. You're convicted on it.
I know.
How can you have 15 felonies?
How is that
around?
Guy walking around?
I don't know.
Can anybody explain that?
It is maddening to think about that.
Are they the most minor felonies ever?
I mean, generally pretty serious last time I checked.
I know. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
All five of the victims are believed to be his co-workers. He worked at Advanced Granite Solutions.
And the guy he shot in Delaware was a former co-worker at the auto dealership where he worked, where apparently they had a relationship that went south. Mm. So these are not random killings. These were targeted.
Definitely
murders.
Well, look, the good thing is he'll never see the light of day. The bad thing is he had 15 felonies and he was out walking around with a gun.
Right.
So, I mean, that system is broken.
So, the justice system is, it's flawed. I mean, if a guy has that many felony convictions and he's still out on the streets being a menace.
And again, I always try to put myself inside the mind of a guy like that. You just decide today's going to be the day I'm either checking out or...
I'm going to jail for the rest of my life?
Yeah, like, you can't...
Well, his brain is clearly wired different than...
Maybe he's like hallucinating or something, like on PCP or something.
I don't know. I don't know his background. He's obviously just a career criminal. Right. I mean, if he's been arrested 42 times and he's 37 years old, I mean, that's a staggering number.
And there's no way his employer knew about those arrests. Are you going to hire someone who had 15 felonies?
I mean, I guess he lies on his application and just
right. There
wasn't a proper background check. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just terrible.
Yeah, brutal.
Two victims still remain in critical condition. Shock trauma in Baltimore.
So
yeah, that's just that's a bad story, man. Really
I'm glad. I'm glad they caught him because I was actually shocked. By the time I went to bed, as far as I had known, he was still walking free.
Right.
So I don't know. Do you know exactly what time they arrested him?
7:05 p.m.
Oh, so I was. So I just was.
You
late
might not
to
have
news.
Heard the news.
Yeah, I just hadn't heard the news.
Yeah.
Because I went to bed around 10 or something, 10:30, mm-hmm. something like that. So anyway, I'm glad that guy's caught. What a horrible nightmare. Those stories just blow my mind.
And when that guy's on the loose, I'm always thinking, well, it's just going to be my luck that I'm going to stumble upon this guy somehow. Like, our paths are going to cross. I'm not going to do anything. Right. I'm probably going to get shot in the head.
Right.
What can I do?
Right.
I'm certainly not going to perform a citizen's arrest. That's not going to happen.
No.
No, you just.
You don't have the hero gene in you, Cakes.
No, I don't. I certainly don't have that gene.
It is Open Line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Talk about whatever you want.
Well, one thing I did want to chime in on it also is, so Drappy says, can you explain to us this app now, which is a farce?
Isn't there an app for everything?
Yes,
it can't
there is.
Be real.
LeBron won't download it.
I'm just belittling this story, just reading the headline. That there is an app now. You know how, like, there's Tinder and Plenty of Fish, and everyone's on Match.com or whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? And trying to get hooked up.
Right.
Apparently, there's now one for when you're flying. And right. so, if you want to join the Mile High Club, what are the odds
that ever happens?
I'm going to say zero. We have someone like, hey, he can't even get laid on Earth. You think that guy is going to go at 30,000 feet and find a match?
Probably not. It's probably not going to happen.
I'm going to say it's never happened.
How long is this?
Well, first of all,
Mile High Club happens, but not people that meet on an app.
All right. They may not. The Mile High Club might be just something stupid. But I think this
by the way, there's no room in those bathrooms to do anything.
I don't know how people
you can
do
barely
that.
Turn around.
Yeah. But if
how can you put two people in
I
there
don't
and
think
bang?
It's meant
I can barely get in there. You are twice the size of me.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I just whenever I hear that.
How do you even get through the doorway?
I struggle.
First of all, do you know how hard it is?
I struggle.
Even when there's no turbulence, do you know how hard it is to go number one on an airplane?
So
you
hard.
You have to stand up. I'm gonna do my crouch over that entertains EB when I'm at the urinal here at 106.7 The Fan. You have to walk in. You're all huddled up. You have to grab the handle on the left. You have to unzip. You have to lean against the wall while you're trying to perform your bodily function.
Yeah.
It's the worst. I couldn't imagine.
I think that whole Mile High Club thing is just a farce.
Having two people in there. Now,
how many times does that happen in the world?
If you have a private jet.
Like 10 times?
If you're a big silly and you have a private jet, I could totally understand it happening. But on a packed airliner
with
300 people,
yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
All right, but think about this. You're on a
I mean, I know Michael Doug. I know Gecko did it with the girl on the private jet in Wall Street.
Yeah. Right, that's different.
Silly topical reference.
But you know what? It's not happening on a normal flight
no.
from L.A. to New York. I'm
yes.
sorry.
You think people don't check each other out in the departure lounge while they're sitting around?
Yeah.
You get on the plane, and then it's...
Hold on. Back up. What departure lounge are you talking about? Every
terminal.
Airport I go to, everybody is grasping at a fake leather seat outside of the gate.
And a phone
There's
charger.
There's no
okay.
lounge.
Right.
There are people sitting on the floor. What are you talking
okay,
about?
You're a married man. You're not going to admit these things. When you walk to the last row of the airplane when you're boarding and you walk by three hot chicks
right.
and you think single guys aren't sized
First
to
of all,
that
doesn't
up.
Exist. All I'm looking at is what seat am I going to take? Because it's always festival seating on Southwest. I never have my own
well,
seat.
Well, I'm always worried about the overhead.
Overhead
where am I going to stuff
the
my bag?
Bins.
Because I desperately don't want to have to take the walk of shame back, and then they put the bag
I think it's the last
the
thing people are thinking about. They just want to get in their seat, go to sleep, or put on their freaking iPad and just get through the flight.
I just want to watch Ex Machina and just laugh at the guy who's locked in the room at the end. And he's bitter.
I
he's
think
salty.
There's real love stories that happen on planes.
There's
and
not real love
yes,
stories.
There is. And now,
love stories?
You can just do hotel hookups. You get to know each other through the app and chat to each other during
so
the flight.
So explain to me what is the pitch for the app?
The pitch is it's seat chat. You can start messaging people in different rows, and if they want to talk to you, you guys can carry a conversation. And I'm sure you could send pictures or
so
do all that
you
stuff
have
get to know each other.
So hold on. So you can go to the app and say, I'm on, say, United flight whatever to Chicago, and you can see what people there also happen to be using that app and have checked in.
Yeah, like if you see a girl in row 32A.
Okay, do you know the odds are 1 in 32 million that the hot chick in row 15C is on that dumb app that no one's ever heard
all right,
of?
I think it's on the seat in front of you.
Yeah, it's all
it's like the
within the
system.
Flight, within that one flight. It's not throughout the airport. It's just once you get on the plane, Like, if you know the person's seat number, you can be like, hey, I'm grasping. I'm back in seat 23B. Yeah. You send it to the hot chick.
And the hot chick is going to get 67 messages.
And she's really going to say, okay, let me get up, walk back to the bathroom that I can't fit in, and I'm going to bang you.
No, but you can meet up afterwards.
Meet up afterwards at the hotel.
Oh, please.
The Crown Plaza or
something. What's the difference?
So
you do it in the bathroom or you do it in the hotel? It's a farce.
An attractive woman is going to get assaulted on an airplane now. This is horrible.
Well, I'm sure she has to accept the message. It's a brilliant idea. People are always trying to spit games at the airport.
And by the way, the best-looking girls on flights usually are the flight attendants. They're not girls that are sitting
in
32A.
Maybe they could sign up.
Hmm. I don't know that I agree with that.
Dumb.
I agree.
Dumb. I think it would be a hit for flights going out to Vegas.
Oh my
genius.
Jeez.
Stupid. So hold
Waste
on. Of Yo, money.
It's a disconnect between that pane of glass, big disconnect between them and us.
Hmm.
Well, it's us against
them.
Long
has it been? How long has this been around?
It's been around for a couple of years, but I guess Qantas, the Australian airline, just put out their new Dreamliners, and they're all outfitted with them.
Okay, so that's the first airline.
So it's not something
you have on your phone, because by the way, also no one gets service while they're in.
So when you fly from Perth to like Indonesia, you can use an EB. It's going to come in handy.
So United doesn't use it. American doesn't use it. Southwest doesn't use it.
I don't know.
It's just starting. Yes. You think if you're not flying to Melbourne, you're going to be bored out of your mind?
It's just starting. It's going to end pretty quick, too.
You guys are
old and married. We're talking these for young men.
I can understand why people would want it, but I just don't think women want to be sort of just verbally assaulted that way.
They don't. Can we go to a couple calls? Because they want to chime in, I think.
You're relatively young and married, and you wouldn't use the chat either. Donks.
All right. All right, hey, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hello.
Hey, right, what's up, man?
Talking about the guy that went on the shooting spree yesterday.
Yes, sir.
He could have committed a string of crimes starting as a youth, mm-hmm. where there was no necessary violence. Maybe he was breaking in homes or what have you, or stealing things of a certain value. Could have spent substantial time in incarceration, and that would explain why he could be out.
Right.
With respect to the businesses. In Maryland, some businesses get a tax break for hiring ex-felons.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Man, it's just awfully risky. Tell you that.
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes it's very successful.
Well, it might be successful, but hold on. It might be successful. I'm just saying it's risky.
I think it depends on the felony. Depends on the type of felony, maybe.
The guy in Las Vegas had not even a traffic ticket.
I know. He just turned nuts.
I mean,
you never know. The point is you never know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Jimmy in Manassas. Jimmy, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, Jimmy?
I want to say Drab is on to something. I think he's 100% right that people are checking each other out, especially guys checking out girls at the airport.
Well, hold on. Of course they are. That's a fact of life. No, hold on, Jimmy. That's a fact of life. Of course guys are always checking out women, of course. I'm just saying,
but
the way I understood the app is that you both had to have the app, and okay, it's a little different, so it's a plain installed app thing. It's kind of when you're messing around with your TV there. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I got you. But you guys sound real negative and grumpy about this, and I don't understand why.
Because it's stupid.
Well, because I don't think that...
It's never going to work.
Let's just imagine...
there you go.
Well, let's just imagine if you're a hot chick on a plane, okay? You're going to get 87 messages...
From dirty guys.
From all the creeps on the airplane. Well, I just don't know how that's going to work.
But you decline all the AWODs.
Yeah, exactly. You got options.
I just don't think most girls, they don't like to be just assaulted that way. Like with 87 emails from creeps on a plane.
Turn it off, the messaging.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to hear a female perspective.
Jimmy, let me know when it works for you.
Right.
Jimmy.
What's the app called?
I
want to hear from a woman that wants to get message from every horny guy on the plane.
Okay. If women weren't on Tinder and these dating apps, they would have died out by now.
Okay, you know what? They're the worst women
on
Earth.
What do they look like?
Those
women fly too.
They get sized for buns too, and shocker, women like attention.
They do like attention. They do like attention, of course. I just can't imagine.
Yeah, but it depends on who the attention is coming from.
I just don't think that they're
going
to say, "All right, meet me at the Residence Airport Inn in Denver, and let's get naked." I mean, that's just not going to happen.
I think we just. I know.
I don't know. Drab frequented airport lounges so much.
I mean,
big ceiling.
Airport lounges.
I could see this. I could see this.
He's now. George Clooney all of a sudden up in the air.
This is Valdez's new U-porn fetish. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Mile High Club or whatever the name of the dumb app is. Start Googling that.
Totally see that.
Let's go. Let me see. I got a chick on, right? Are you talking to her? Is that a chick? Is this a chick's name? Is it a dude?
It's Tony from Woodbridge.
That stinks. All right, let's go to Andrew, Prince Frederick. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, the app, I think it's two different ones. Like, they had that Mile High Club one where you both got to be on your cell phones. And then the other airlines, they use one with, like, the seat back texting.
Right.
Where if you see, like, a hot chick on a plane, you can send her a message that she has to accept, or you can buy her a drink, have the flight attendant deliver a drink,
right,
and kind of woo her that way.
She can have 47 drinks.
So many drinks.
Yeah.
Just like squirrel on the way to Vegas.
Yeah.
Not saying it's not creepy, but you might be onto something.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Have to take a break. We'll take more of your calls next. 800-636-1067. It's an open line Thursday. Apparently, everybody wants to talk about seat chat next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.